Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 91 of Confessions of an Actress. I'm your host, Meredith Patterson, and today it is a confession with me because I am so excited about this book that I'm reading and the things I'm manifesting, you guys, and I'm going to talk about that, what I'm manifesting as an actor and as a human and as just a person in this world who wants to desperately be on the right path. And I say that because I know you guys have felt when you're off, something is off in your life, you can't really put your finger on it, you're not really sure. And if you don't know how to feel that, get still. And I've been doing a lot of that. I've been doing a lot of meditation, which I've been doing the past 20 years, and just sitting with myself in moments and really thinking about what it is I want, and not just as an actress. But that is a big part of what I'm going to talk about in this episode today. I have been really sitting down with myself and thinking about, what do I want? Because I've gone in for a few Broadway shows and some television shows, and I'm super, super grateful for these auditions. But when an audition comes in and I know it isn't something that is aligning with what I really want, I get a twinge that's not excited. I get a twinge of, oh my God, what if this was to happen? And I know that that's not exactly where I am in this moment, even if it's a Broadway show. You guys, I want to be back on Broadway. I'm not going to lie, but I'm also wanting to put my kids to bed at night. I'm wanting to not leave our beautiful home where we're thriving. I want to be able to make a lot of money in a short amount of time. I don't want to, you know, I don't know if I want to do 8 shows a week again. It would be a very specific thing. So I've been sitting down, and it's interesting because I've been sitting down, and I still do the audition. Of course, I'm going to do it. But as I'm doing it, I know, you know, I'm not getting these callbacks. I'm not getting these shows. And I'm like, why do you think that is, Mayor? What's going on? I think maybe because energetically, I'm not totally into it. I'm really not. Now, not to say that, you know, all things have to align with you for something to happen, but I do believe in the law of attraction. I do believe in, if you guys listen to my Wellness Wednesday, this book, Think and Grow Rich, is something that I've read throughout my life. And it is something that I did in manifesting and visualization that I didn't know what it was called at the time. But I'm finding myself coming back to basics. And if you've ever taken dance class from me, you always say, or I always say, dancers have to go back to the bar. It's time to go back to basics. And so I'm really sitting down every day and making sure that I really know what I want. And then I'm decisive about it. So I'm going to take you through the steps of what I've been doing this week. And it's been amazing, you guys, in terms of what I've been manifesting. I've been getting my muscle of manifesting back and doing things like doing small things that I feel that are easy, like finding parking spaces, manifesting a cup of coffee, manifesting, you know, I went to a thrift store the other day and I really wanted to get a table and chair set for my boys for them to do lemonade stands, but I didn't want to spend a lot of money. And I, you guys, if you're parents, you know that like a little kid table and chair can cost like $50. It's really kind of stupid. So I go to thrift stores and try to find things like that, that, you know, I don't care if it's used. I love it because it's not something I value in terms of paying a lot of money. I don't want to pay $50 for that. So I'm going to pay $5. So I seriously said in my head, and this was really fast, I went, I'm going to go into this thrift store and I'm going to get, there's going to be a table and chair that is perfect for my kids for their lemonade stand. And it's going to be $5. I shit you not. I walked in this thrift store. First of all, everything was 50% off that day. They don't normally do that. I walk in, I turn to my right, and what is staring at me in the face is a table and chair for kids that is $5. It is marked $5. But guess what? I got it for $2.50 because it was 50% off. So I went and got myself something else for $2.50 because I said I'm going to spend $5. So I take you through that little kind of silly manifestation exercise I did with myself because I want you to try it. I want you to go out in your life and try to manifest. And this is how I do it, you guys. I have a desire. I have a want. of what I want. Okay. I have, it can be super big. Like I want to be a role in a television show, not just a role. I want to be a recurring character on a television show that fits me perfectly and that feels effortless and wonderful, but is showing the skills that I can do, like all the skills that I can do. I did this, you guys. It's how I got on Boston Legal. Boston Legal, if you guys don't know, I was on ABC's Boston Legal playing Tom Selleck's wife. And I wanted to be on a show, but I wanted to be a recurring character because I didn't feel ready to be a series regular because I'd never been on television. And I wanted to sing. I wanted to do a role where I sang. It was very specific. And I was like, I don't know if this role exists. And it didn't, of course. And David Kelly actually wrote this role with Kristen Chenoweth in mind, but she wasn't available. So I got the audition and I booked it. And I didn't even think I did a good job at the audition, but I booked it. So I'm saying this because you never know what is going to be brought your way. And the universe likes speed. The universe likes you to take action. So you have to have your desire, which mine is to be, I want to be, again, a recurring character on a television show where I can stay where I'm living. And fly to location and go there maybe once a month for a week, get paid really well, do what I love, utilize the skills that I do really well, like dancing and singing, which is, you know, I think even tap dancing, which is a specialized skill, and come home and make enough money that I have the creativity where I can go perform, I can write, I can have balance of family in the business in my life and my husband. So that is what I'm manifesting, you guys. And I have to tell you, the craziest story is that I wrote this down. I said this is what I wanted. And the next day, I got an audition for my friend's TV show. And I say my friend because he is somebody I worked with years ago who is now a New York Times bestselling author. He has his own show on Disney Plus. He is the executive producer solely. It's just him, which is rare nowadays. He is the only producer of the show and he is the only writer of the show. So the buck stops with him. And all of a sudden I get an audition for this character that is absolutely right. I'm not going to talk about it because if I book this, which I've already said that when I book this, this is the role that I'm talking about. This was exactly what I declared I wanted. And it came to me so fast that I got so excited. I was like, holy shit, this works. I remember this works. I completely remember that this works. It's how I've done everything in my life, you guys. Like I said, if you have read my book, you know the declaration I made in my English class that I will be on Broadway in the year 2000. And that's when I made my Broadway debut. It's just understand, if you haven't read the book, Think and Grow Rich, you know nothing of the law of attraction. You know nothing of manifesting or visualization. Go down the rabbit hole and really try it, you guys, and try it with something that you believe, because faith and belief in yourself and what you want and that you are worthy of it is one of the biggest pieces of the puzzle that will make this happen for you. So I'm going to give you another example of something that I did that is small. I do this every day. I pull up to my son's school and I know there's a lot of cars, but I always manifest that I have a parking spot and I always have a parking spot. It's just always there for me. But I'm also manifesting that all of the negativity or the stress in my work life, in my regular life, is just going to slough away. It's just going to somehow go away. And I had a stressful situation with a side hustle that I was doing. And it just suddenly was like, you know what? This isn't really beneficial. And it was an amicable kind of thing with my boss. And he was like, you know, I feel like maybe your heart isn't in it anymore. And I was like, you know what? It's not. And we had a really good conversation and it's done. And the next day after that, my other side hustle, because you guys know, if you read my book, I've had a ton of side hustles in my life. So I'm always having some kind of three streams of income always coming into my life. And this other side hustle that I do love, and I really love the environment of working there, they asked me if I wanted to have 3 permanent days at their office. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. And I totally started talking about doing that. So Sloughing away the energy of the bad has put me in an energetic position to take in the good. And this goes with everything. This goes with your, you know, the clutter in your house and the energy of your home. And I do this all the time. And it is so important to make the journey of it fun. But also, you guys, if you get into a dip of, you know, life happens and shit happens and things come towards you that maybe aren't something that you want. The people that I know that are successful, those dips into the bad or those dips of, oh man, this sucks, are very fast. Okay, so I want you to just remember that. Those dips are small. Okay, so that's what's wonderful about this. And that is what it has really kind of put me back in the mindset of making those dips small. So that's it, you guys. It's going to be a really short episode. I have so many people on my podcast that I have asked to interview that are going to interview with me coming up. You know, I'm now subscription-based, which it's only $1 a month, which is nothing, you guys. But I think, you know, me manifesting more money into my life, this is going to help me. It's going to help you. But it's also, you know, it's something that I've been wanting to do for a long time. I've been a part of, you know, this. I've been doing this podcast since 2018. And I really want to monetize it a little more. So I hope you're enjoying these episodes. I hope you're getting something out of it. And I am sending you bliss wherever you are. You know, have vision for what you want. Be grateful for where you are. Visualize. Believe that you deserve it. And go for what you want, everyone. I'm sending you the best. Thank you.